Brother Oldfield was telling us the other day something about botany. Or what do you call it? A butterfly. A moth. I suppose you read it in the National Geographic. It tells how a moth emerges out of the cocoon. Or cocoon. How do you express that? Anyway, he comes out. That's the main thing. He has been shut in there. And that shell, that prison, is getting too small for him. Now the time has come for him to spread his wings and to fly, to be a bird. Up to that time, he was a worm, as the Brooklynites say. And now it's time for him to be a bird. How is he going to get out? There's just a very tiny little opening. And so he begins to work himself through that opening. And Brother Oldfield told us how a certain scientist who was raising these moths took a pair of tweezers and thought he would help that moth get out. And he did. He made that opening larger, and presently that moth was able to crawl out, but he was never able to fly. God had so made the process difficult so that by pressing himself through this small opening, the life-giving fluid was pressed into the tips of the wings where he needed them now. Before that, he didn't need them there. He was just crawling around as a worm. But now he needed life and strength in his wings. And what does God say? Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's a hard job. Don't look for an easy job if you're destined to wear a crown, to press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It isn't an easy job. God purposely made it difficult.